It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Nationally, defaults on home mortgages have reached their highest levels since the Great Recession, a result of the financial strains the pandemic has placed on property owners. And while there are federal and state measures in place to prevent or at least delay foreclosures, people have to know how to take advantage of them. Joining us now to explain is Christy Peel, the CEO and Executive Director of the Center for New York City Neighborhoods, a nonprofit support organization for homeowners. Good morning.
Good morning.
Loan financer Fannie Mae recently reported that more than 8% of mortgage holders in some New York City boroughs were late with their monthly payments, and more than 5% were delinquent for 90 days or more. When you hear numbers like those, how concerned do you get? And how does this compare to normal times?
Well, just for comparison, at the peak of the Great Recession, you know, numbers were closer to 9 or 10%. And last year, you know, right before the pandemic hit, mortgage delinquency rates were much closer to 4%, right? So we've doubled the number of homeowners who are behind on their mortgage in just a year. And it's really worrying.
Now, unlike the Great Recession in 2008, these delinquencies aren't leading to many foreclosures in New York State. Can you explain why that's the case?
What's happening now is that the foreclosure process is frozen. There's a moratorium, and that means that your lender can't start or continue a foreclosure action against you. And right now, New York State legislation allows a homeowner to stop that foreclosure until at least May 1st of this year, 2021, and you have to file a hardship declaration with the court. And there's also a moratorium in effect for federally backed loans, and that runs through the end of June of this year. That applies to two-thirds of the mortgages in the United States.
Are banks, for the most part, granting people forbearances, allowing them to skip payments?
Yeah, and this has been another really great evolution since the Great Recession. Both the federal government and states are requiring most mortgage servicers to offer a forbearance. The Biden administration announced that it will be extending forbearances again for these federally backed loans for an additional 6 months. So it's possible that homeowners could get up to 18 months of forbearance. But remember, forbearances and moratoriums do not cancel payments, right? They don't address the underlying economic problem of mispayments or a loss of income. So what we're really concerned about is when the moratorium lifts and the forbearance plans end, we think a lot of homeowners who have been seeking this assistance, they'll be really faced with challenges as they start to need to pay their mortgage in full going forward and trying to figure out what to do with the missed payments. There's a huge variation of what could happen at that point. A lot of lenders are going to be able to shift payments to the back of mortgages. But for a lot of people, they're going to need mortgage modification or they're going to need additional assistance to get their mortgage current again.
Could you tell us a little bit about the homeowners who were coming to your counselors for help?
Well, we received calls from all over the city and the state. A lot of people we're hearing from our senior homeowners. We're hearing from folks in a lot of the neighborhoods that were previously hit by redlining, you know, predatory lending, the foreclosure crisis, and Sandy. We found that Black homeowners make up 48% of our calls, 28% are Latinx New Yorkers. 22% of our callers are our landlords, whose tenants can't pay. And we're really concerned about those families because even with a forbearance, it may be difficult for them to meet their other financial obligations.
Christy, yours is one of a number of housing organizations that are supporting a federal bill to create a homeowners assistance fund. Why is that important and how would the fund work?
So the Homeowner Assistance Fund is based on an approach that was implemented after the foreclosure crisis. This is a national program that would be administered by states, and they're often structured as 0% loans. So the money goes back to the state when the homeowner has the ability to refinance or sell. And it's a really important way to give homeowners the tools to really get their mortgage back on a sustainable path.
We've been speaking with Christy Peel, CEO and Executive Director of the Center for New York City Neighborhoods. Thanks for joining us, Christy.
Thank you so much, David.
And if you need help with your mortgage, you can call a statewide hotline run by Center for New York City Neighborhoods at 855-HOME-456. That's 855-HOME-456. 4556, or you can visit homeownerhelpny.org.